Disguised as gypsies, Frank Chandler, his sister Dorothy Regent, and her son and daughter are traveling in the mountains of Montabania with a gypsy tribe. As they sit near the campfire, Chandler discovers a man lurking in the darkness and creeping closer and closer to them. He disappears, and a moment later, Betty cries out that she sees him not 10 feet from where they sit.
Chandu, the magician.
Oh, Uncle Frank, don't go over there where he is. He might shoot you or something.
Let me go, Uncle Frank. No, sit still. Don't keep looking over there toward him. I'll just get up and stroll casually over there toward the wagon. It may be some gypsy who has a grudge against Lupu's family.
Oh, Mother, I wish he wouldn't. Look, he's almost up to that man. Oh, look, he's standing right up.
Nicholas, what are you doing here? Mr. Chandler. It is Mr. Chandler, isn't it?
It's Nicky, all dressed up like a gypsy.
Well, can you beat that?
What are you doing here in the clothes of a gypsy?
Come over here and sit down a moment with us.
With us? You don't mean you have Mrs. Regent and Bob and Betty out here?
Yes, they're right here. You almost frightened Betty to death.
Oh, I'm sorry. How do you do, Mrs. Regent?
How do you do, Nicholas?
What's the idea of the trick clothes, Nick?
I'll never speak to you again, Nicky. You scared me so I know my hair has turned pure white.
Oh, Betty, please forgive me. I had no idea you were here. You know I wouldn't frighten you.
But what are you doing here? Do you know these gypsies?
No, but I often dress like this and visit the gypsy camps just for a lark. I've done it a dozen times when I've been home from Paris on visits.
But have they never discovered who you were?
No.
But why were you lurking out there in the trees? Don't you know they might have taken a shot at you?
Oh, that's just part of the fun.
Suppose some of these young gypsy fellows got the idea you were paying attention to some of these pretty girls.
Oh, but I never do that.
I know, but you can't keep them from becoming suspicious.
Yes, and Nicholas, you know...
Just a minute, will you, Dorothy? Nicholas, will you come over here with me a moment? Why, I'd like to speak to you alone.
Of course.
You'll go over here by the wagon where we can talk without attracting the attention of the gypsies there at the fire. We'll be right back. Here's the place. Sit down here on the step of the wagon.
Will you tell me one thing? What are you doing out here?
Oh, we're just on a little holiday.
That seems odd. How long do you expect to be out here?
A few days.
Do you know these gypsies?
Yes. Lupu, the son of the chief, has been a friend of mine for many years. But let's not talk about that. I want to give you a little advice, if you don't mind.
Of course not. But you're not trying to frighten me about these gypsies, are you?
No. But I do wish you'd give up these foolish things you do. You must realize you can't go on doing just as you like.
Oh, I know I should take this government business more seriously. But all this talk of politics and diplomacy bores me almost to death.
Then let me tell you something. Something that's behind all this talk of politics and diplomacy. At this moment, Count Metzos is planning to overthrow the Montabanian government and seize your father's throne.
What? Oh, that can't be possible.
It is possible, though. It's true.
But Count Metzos, he's been prime minister ever since I was a little boy.
I can't help that.
But how do you know?
Because I heard him and Dmitri discussing it.
You heard them? Where? How could you hear them? Oh, you must be mistaken.
No, I'm not mistaken. I can't tell you how I heard them, but I did. Kidnapping you was the first step in their scheme.
You think they meant to kill me then?
Yes. As soon as the hue and cry had died away a little, I think they meant to kill you there in the cellars of our castle. And if it was discovered before the revolution became a success, they planned to blame me for your murder.
Oh, but I simply can't believe it, Mr. Chandler.
You must believe it. And you must give up these foolish things you do. You're making yourself a target for a bullet or a knife. And who could ever prove it wasn't some renegade gypsy that killed you?
I see. Did you know about this plot when you came up here to Montabania, Mr.
Chandler? But no sooner had we arrived than I began to hear things which led me to suspect there might be such a plot. You yourself heard Count Metzos talking to an American the night of Mr. Mason's reception.
Yes. Oh, by the way, did you ever discover what that key was for, the one I sent you in the letter?
Yes. I found it unlocked a hidden door, opening into a small library at the back of the castle, next to the mountain. And whom do you think we found in that little room?
You found somebody in there? Who was it?
It was an American criminal whose name is Corbin. He'd been bound and gagged and left in there.
You don't mean you knew him?
I'd seen him once before, almost a year ago in Egypt. At that time, he was working for a man named Van Boden, a mad scientist, and perhaps the most dangerous man who has lived for 100 years.
Van Boden? I've heard that name somewhere. Well, where does Van Boden live?
He's dead now. He died in Malta several months ago. What have you heard of him?
I can't think just now. I know I've heard the name somewhere before.
Oh, it's probably another Van Boden. At any rate, we need worry about him no longer. But this plot of Count Metzl's is a serious thing, and you shouldn't take it lightly.
Well, if it's really true, I certainly shan't take it lightly. What do you think I should do?
How did Count Metzl's receive the news that you didn't return to Paris?
Now that you mention it, he seemed rather upset. At the time, I thought nothing of it. You think he's really trying to get me out of the country so he can go ahead with his schemes, don't you?
Yes. You told me yourself he'd been trying to keep you away from Montebania, or you believed he had.
Then I was right, wasn't I?
I'm sure you were. I believe the people who kidnapped you were Count Landon's men, the men of the King's Guard. You said you didn't see any of them.
No. They came up behind me and threw something over my head.
You see? If it had been anyone else, some of those guards would have stopped them as they were carrying you through the palace grounds.
I've been acting like a child, haven't I? I'll go right back to Lubova tonight and warn my father. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your explaining all this to me, Mr. Chandler. They might have had my father killed.
That is one thing I can tell you. You need not fear. Dmitri wished to do it. But that is not the plan.
Dmitri wished to do it? Oh, then his friendship for me is in Paris was just a pretense to secure an invitation to come to Montebania?
Yes, I'm sorry, but it was. But here's another thing. Whoever's at the bottom of this plot does not mean to strike at once. There's no immediate danger.
But I thought you said Count Metzl's was at the bottom of it.
No. The whole thing's being managed by someone outside Montebania. Unfortunately, I didn't learn who it was.
You're up here now on some kind of business connected with that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
But why did you bring your sister and Bob and Betty?
Because I believed it dangerous to leave them in the castle at Lubova.
Dangerous? Well, what did you think was going to happen to them?
I don't know, but I know these people, whoever they are, will stop at nothing.
Oh, Mr. Chandler, won't you take me along with you wherever you're going? Perhaps I could be of some help, and I might learn more about the plot so I could help my father. May I go with you?
No, indeed. Your life is much too valuable to Montebania to risk it up here in the mountains where I'm going. And besides, don't you see, if anyone discovered your identity, my trip up here would be wasted.
Oh, I suppose you're right. And I should go back to Lubova at once.
Yes. And I should like you to behave as though you'd heard nothing. Count Metzl's knows I'm his enemy. But I prefer not to have him learn I've warned you. Although it's a hard thing to ask of you. Please say nothing to your father until I return, will you?
But there might be things he could do to prepare for a revolution if he knew.
But preparations would arouse their suspicion. And that's just what we don't want, don't you see?
Oh, I suppose so. You're sure there's no immediate danger?
Yes, I'm sure.
What did you tell the servants of the castle to account for your being away?
The servants are not telling anyone we're away.
But are you sure you can trust them?
I'm trusting them because I must in this emergency.
What do you think you're going to find up here in the mountains? Of course, you're not going to try to go to the mountain with a scimitar.
I don't know yet.
No one's ever been there. My father's soldiers have attempted it 12 times. You'll never be able to reach there, especially with Mrs. Regent and Betty. Isn't there some other way you can get the information you need?
I don't know of any other way.
But what about this magic of yours? Can't you...
I'm sorry, Nicholas. I never discussed that with anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that commotion over there? The fire. It looks as though another stranger had wandered into the camp.
I wonder who he is.
He looks like the Beau Brummel of all the gypsies to me. Look at that embroidered jacket and these enormous earrings. And look at the rings on his fingers. That friend of yours looks as though he's about to make a speech about him.
Listen, my people. Here is a Romanist from far across the mountain. His name is Karzak. And he boasts that he is the best singer in all the world. I have made him welcome. But he wishes to pay for his food with his song. Quiet, quiet, hear me, my people.
Let the stranger beware of the road. Let the wanderer in. Send him back to that town where he dwells. Send him out of the
shall die with a knife.
do you look so strangely, Mr. Chandler? Do you think the men here wanted to warn you?
Yes. My sister will be frightened. I have to go back to her.
Frank.
I'm coming, Doc.
Frank. That wasn't a gypsy song. That was a threat. He meant you, Frank.
Oh, Mother.
Maybe he did.
Wait here, all of you. I'll go and speak to Lupo.
Well, come on over to the wagon with me if you're scared, Mother.
Yes, I think I will. Come, Betty.
Mrs. Regent, will you let Betty stay out here a few minutes with me? I promise I'll bring her right in if anything happens.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Please.
Well, for just a few minutes, then.
Betty, would you like to know the real reason I decided not to return to Paris?
Why, yes, Nicky.
I'll tell you.
Wait! Where do you go? Let him go, Lupo. Let him go.
Oh, Mother! Uncle Frank!